Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Ayin Dalet, 374, the mitzvah of a nazir growing his hair long. We mentioned, we finished the five mitzvahs related to a nazir and wine, and then we get into now two mitzvahs related to nazir and his hair. Last time, Shin Ayin Gimel, we spoke about the Isser D'oraisa of a nazir having long hair, the Isser of cutting his hair, and today we talk about the mitzvahs asay of having his hair grow long. These are the two, and then we get into a couple of mitzvahs related to tumah. Says the Torah, Kol yamei neder nizro tar lo yavar al rosho. All the days of his naziris, he shall not have a razor pass on his head. That's the Isser D'oraisa. Ad malos hayamim, asher yazir Hashem, until the days are fulfilled that he is a nazir, kadosh yihyeh, he shall be holy. Or I've translated it as he. Others say it means it shall be holy. It meaning the hair. Gadel pera sa'arosho. Because that phrase of kadosh yihyeh is sandwiched between the isser of cutting one's hair and the mitzvah of length, keeping one's hair lengthy. So right in the middle, you have kadosh yihyeh. So Chazal understand that taken out of context. We say that to mean the nazir is a kadosh. But the pashtus of the pasuk is, it's talking about the hair itself. The Ramban even includes it separate Isser D'oraisa, that one is not allowed to get hana'a from the se'ar of the hair. We'll talk about in the future, in the coming days, what Nazir does with his hair after he cuts it off, and the rest of the avoda that he does. Okay, so let's see what the mitzvah today is about Shin Ayin Dalet, that a nazir has a mitzvah asay to keep his hair long. Shin itztava nazir, v'hu, sheha adam shehefrish atzmo min hayayin, that nazir is mafrish himself from wine, legadel se'ar rosho, kol yimei azira l'Hashem, to grow his hair all his days to Hashem, all the days of his nazirah. Shin amar, gadel pera se'ar rosho, v'oshin mechilta, gadel pera mitzvah asay. As we said, it's an asay and a losa asay. Mishor shei mitzvah. See, here finally we get into some hashkafa by nazir, which we haven't gotten yet. So this is finally the chinuch talks about it. Hakdama. Kvar kasavti b'psichas haSefer. I've already written kibios ba'olamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu birya mishutefes mechomer v'seichel. We are the only being in the entire universe that is Gashmi and Ruchani. We're the only one in the entire universe that is Gashmi and Ruchani and that has Bechira. V'zeo Adam, this is a person. Right? The Ramah even writes, this is one of the Niflaos of creation. The Ramah writes this in Simin Vav, in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah there is explaining, what does it mean when we say many times a day, Baruch Hashem, Rofecho Basar, Umafli La'asos. We say at the end of Asher Yatzar, Mafli, what's Mafli Lasos? Hashem makes wonders. So there are about six different pshatim in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Vav, what exactly does it mean Mafli Lasos? The Ramah adds on one. The Ramah adds on one pshat, V'od Yesh Lafarish. Shem Mafli, right, the Shulchan Aruch says, oh, the fact that we have air and we don't like fizzle out, like a balloon, if you have a hole in a balloon, it's going to fizzle out. But we have a lot of holes in, we have nostrils and ears and a mouth, and the air doesn't go out of us. Right, until Achamei of Esrim. So that's one mafli. So the Ramah has another pshat. V'od yesh lafarish. She mafli lasos b'masha shomer ruach ha'adam b'kirbo v'kosher davar ruchani b'davar gashmi. An awesome Ramah. Right, the Ramah says that the fact that we have a neshama in our guf, that's mafli lasos. That's what we thank Hashem for every day in Asher Yatzar. V'hakol hu al yidei shehu rofecha basar. Ki asa adam b'kava b'riyus v'nishmaso mishtameres b'kirbo. But the fact that Hashem keeps me healthy and lets me live, so the neshama has a place to hold itself. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah here quotes the Arizal, Ubekavanos Kasuv, Danashama Nehanis Miharuchnias Hamachal, Vahaguf Nehanemi Gashmias Hamachal, Umikoach Zek Shurim Zebazeh Deyamachal. Food itself has a Kabbalistically nitzotzos of Kedusha, of Ruchnias, and that itself keeps us going spiritually and physically. So that's what the Chinuch is alluding to, that idea, that we are the only being that is made of Chomer, Gashmias, and Seichel, and intellect, Zewa Adam. So Hayadava Ra'uya Muchuyav, so it's appropriate, I would have thought, Kidelios Kiluso Barachu Ola Yafem Ibir Yosef, that Hashem's praise goes up from his creations, She'im Bir Yazu Lo Yechzer Ba'olamo Kolo Efsharish Ish Pedetin Olahasig. We should be, right, ultimately, you would have thought that the more ruchani we are, the more we only focus on ruchnius, so then that would be what's best and what Hashem wants. Ve'ein safek, ki lulei menatam hazeh, sheneschayev sechlenu lishkom b'toch hachomer, were we not held hostage, was our neshama not held hostage in our bodies, we would be able to achieve certain heights that we cannot achieve, being that we are physical beings. There's a certain elements of Torah that we can't understand because we are physical beings, not spiritual beings. But Hashem didn't have that divine plan in mind. Hashem wanted us to be in our physical beings and serve Him that way. That's where Nazir comes in, says the Chinuch. We have to be in these physical bodies. But every once in a while, you got to take care of the house. If you live in a house, there's housekeeping that you have to do. The door breaks, the this, the that, there's a leak. So we have to do housekeeping. We have to eat, we have to drink, we have to sleep, we have to go to the bathroom. There's housekeeping that we have to do in order to allow our neshama to be able to have a proper residence. Kivo yiskayim binyan abayis, eitzav, avanav, yisodosav, the wood and the stones of the house, mibilti sheyishkiach adam alav. The house would fall apart if we didn't take care of it. The imkain, and because all this is true, we are spiritual beings, but we have to take care of our physical self, it's a delicate balance to always have the physical and the spiritual in tune with each other. And we don't focus too much on the spiritual or even too much on the physical. We have to, obviously, the goal, the focus, the ikar of our life has to be the spiritual. Getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we can't totally forget the bodies. Right? Chazal do not want us to torture ourselves. He quotes Gemara's in Maseches Tainis. Ayachad Rashoi L'Sagev Atzmo V'Tainis. And so we could go to either extreme. That's what a nazir is about. A nazir is about trying to keep the balance properly. If a person feels he is too much into the gashmi, he needs a little straightening, he needs a little fixing, then he goes to the other extreme and he says, no wine. Wine is the symbol of gashmius, a symbol of mishta. So he says, no wine. So he says in the middle of the page now, v'zui kedushas ha-nazir malaso. This is what a nazir is about. Why, by the way, is the chinuch talking about this here, not in the first previous mitzvahs? This is the first mitzvah asay. This is the first mitzvah asay. Remember, the asays used to be listed before the lowest asays. This is where he talks about the hashkafa b'hai nazir. This is the kedusha of a nazir. B'hanicho malecha zachomer v'yishpar ta'avosav b'mashe'inu churban gomer alabayis. Without destroying the house totally, he minimizes the intake of what is needed for the physical body. So that has to do with the wine, but now he says, related to today's mitzvah, that has to do with the hair as well. As we've mentioned, hair, having special focus on my hair means that I'm focusing on my physical well-being. Am I kept? Whether hair, short hair or long hair, says last time. Gido aseya, letting it grow wild. So that means I'm not focusing on my physical well-being, on my physical appearance. So a nazir has to do that to an extreme. Or the opposite, as we mentioned for the story in Maseches Nazir last time, shaving one's head. A nazir has to shave his head bald right at the end of his naziris. So both of those are meant to take us out of the normal focus, which generally we have to do. We have to keep our hair kept in a proper way to be a Kiddush Hashem for the world around us. But we have to go to an extreme in order to not have focus on hair. So that's the wine and that's the hair. That's not the tumma. That'll be a different idea, which we'll have in the future. Skipping, go to the fifth wide line. Ein safek shahasear hagadol biyoter o hagiluach hagamur yafsid toar haadam. Very long hair or very short hair means that we don't look like we should look. And that's what a nazir demands. First very long hair, and then very short hair. And that is what the message of Naziris is about, not going to either extreme. And then he adds, now we have to focus on something that's crucial in terms of determining whether a nazir is something that we look up to or not. And this we've alluded to, but we never went through it straight, so here it is. Is a nazir something positive or not? There are two major points that seem to contradict each other. First of all, the pasuk that we just read today, Kadosh Yihyeh. He's called a holy person. But when a Nazir finishes his Naziris, he brings a Karban Chatas. Karban Chatas is always associated with a Chet. So how do you put these two elements together? So we have the Rambam and the Ramban, but before we do that, let's just finish the Chinuch. The Chinuch says, well, because the whole purpose of a Nazir is to get this proper balance, maybe a Nazir went too much to the extreme. And that's why he's bringing a Chatas. It's to get the balance right. But maybe it's too much to an extreme. That's what he says in the next paragraph. Don't grab me and say, the Chazal says he has to bring a karban because he was mitzar himself. Maybe he went too much to the extreme. And that's why he has to bring the karban. But the ones who made this famous, this issue, are before the chinuch, that's the Rambam and the Ramban. First, let's focus on the Ramban. Each one is a chiddush in his own right. The Ramban right here says, I think a nazir is something great. The Ramban says, Kadosh, this fits into the Ramban himself. The Ramban's Kadoshim Tihiyu, about going above and beyond, even within what's mutter for me. The Ramban says, a person can be a disgusting person and not violate any Isurim, a novel Birshus HaTorah. The Ramban says, right, that's terrible. Kadoshim Tihiyu. The Ramban, in that, following that lead, he says here, V'tam HaChatas, She'yakrav HaNazir, B'yom Los Mein Nizro, Lonis Parish. It does not say anywhere in Shas why a Nazir has to bring a Karban Chatas at the end of his Naziris. Why should he have to bring one? The Ramban is very bothered by this. Why? Because he thinks a Nazir is a good thing. It's a positive. You should add on Chumris in areas where it's appropriate. V'yalderech HaPshat, says the Ramban in Amazing Chiddush, Ki ha'ish hazeh chote nafsho b'malos ha'Naziris. At the end of his Naziris, this man is about to do an Avera. At least in terms of Ashkafa, what is that? Going back to his regular life. Now he is uplifted, he is focused on spirituality, and now he's going to go back to regular life, he's going to go drink wine again, he's going to go back to the world. His whole life he should be a Nazir. It's Moridin Bakodesh. Right? Malam Chajal Moridin. He's going down. See, he brings a karban because of that. Bishuvo lihitame b'ta'avot ha'olam. Now that he's going back. This is a huge chiddush. Why? You never bring a chatas before you did the avera. What does the Ramban say here? You're bringing a chatas because now he is entering into the world of ta'avat ha'olam again. And that's why you have to bring a karban. That's an unbelievable chiddush. But the Ramban is forced to say it, because the Ramban holds that a nazir is a good thing, like focus on the phrase kadoshi yeh. So why do you bring a chatas for? It's got to be because of what he is about to go back to doing, right? And that's the this Ramban here. That's what if you look in the bottom in the footnotes, that Rav Shavel quotes the Rabbeinu Bachai's comment on the Ramban. V'im kolatam azeh lo yotzo karbono min shel nazir min achidish. Rabbeinu Bachai was always a true follower of the Ramban, and adds on. Rabbeinu Bachai says, with this beautiful pshat, you still have to end up saying it's a chiddush. Ki heichan matzinu karban ala asid. Would he ever have such a thing? Ki a chiddush einenu misba'er kim al derech ha-kabbalah. This Kabbalistic reason is why he has to bring a karban, but that is the Ramban with the Rabbeinu Bachai adding on to the Ramban. But if you want to look in the Rambam, as you might have thought, is totally opposite. The opposite approach, the Rambam following his rational tendencies, the Rambam says, a Nazir is not something that we look for and we try to be. He is not an ultimate, oh, we should all try to be a Nazir. A Nazir, says the Rambam, is a stopgap measure for somebody who is out of control. For somebody who needs to get control of their life. They feel that they're spiraling downward and they have to have an extreme stoppage, totally different world focus. That's when Naziris comes in. Kadoshi, yeah, is about the hair. It's not about the person. The hair has kedusha, and you have to throw it onto the carbon shlamim's fire. We'll get to that. But that is the Rambam. The Rambam says this in Hilchos Deos. The Rambam says, this is where the Rambam talks about the famous Shvil Hazav, the middle path. Shema Yomar Adam, Hoava Taiva Vahakovid, Vachayotim and Derech Ra, because Taiva and Kovid are a bad thing, and their motzias adam in olam, efrosh mehen biyoser, the esrachek letzad ha'achron, I'll go to the other extreme, achelo yochal basar, velo yishtayayin, I won't eat meat, I won't drink wine, I won't get married, velo yeshe bedira, no, I won't live in a nice normal house, it doesn't mean gaudy, normal house, velo yobash malbushna, ela sak vatzemer, I'll wear sackcloth all day, and sit on the floor, no! Says the Rambam, Hamahalech Bederach Zu Nikra Chote. That is a sinner. Hari Omer B'Nazir. That's why a Nazir brings a carbon chatas. He only had to do this because he needed it. But really, you're not supposed to aser extra things. V'chipra Alav Me'ashar Chote Ala Nefesh. Amru Chachamim. And Chazal say, Ma im Nazir, Shalo Pirish Elamin Hayayin Sarah Kapara. If a Nazir, who only prevented himself from drinking wine, needs Kapara, Hamonea Atzma, Mikol Dover, Vedover, Lachas Kama Vakama, surely others. Leficha, Chazal say, there are 365 losases. You don't have to add on anymore. Shalo Yimna Adam Atzma Elamit Varim Shemanato Atar Dovad, Vlo Ye Oser Atzma Bidna Dorim Ubishfu Shal Dvarma Mutarim. Lo dayecha mash asra Torah, el sha'ata osra alecha dvaram acherim? No, you don't have to add on. Yes, there's a concept we've discussed in the past many times called Ratzon Hashem. We have to figure out what Hashem would appreciate and want. But those are expansions, I would say, and messages that flow from the other 365. But not to make up our own. And therefore, he says at the end, that's what Shlomo says, Al tihi tzadik harbe, v'al tizkachim yoser lamish tishomeim, right? Based on the pasuk that Shlomo HaMelech said. So, that is a major machlokas and hashkafa behind between the Rambam and the Ramban. How do we look at a Nazir? Interesting. Just one other point related, and that is, if it's all about the proper balance, and that's what a Nazir, that's what the Chinuf said, and that's maybe what the Rambam says, that a Nazir has to go to an extreme, so that he comes back and the pendulum swings back to the middle, that's why Rav Sternbach says he throws his hair under the carbon shlamim. We'll talk about this in the coming up mitzvahs, where the carbon shlamim is cooking in the Beis HaMikdash, that's where the Nazir has to throw his hair. Why? A shlamim is the symbol of proper balance. Shlamim, some of the carbon goes to Hashem, some of it goes to the Kohen, some of it goes to the Bailim. It's the symbol of Shalom, it's a symbol of balance, of everything fitting in. That's why Dafka, Nazir has to do that, because now, after being in his extreme ways, he has to go to the, throw his hair under there to have the proper balance. And that's fascinating. The Rabbi Zev Lef, in his Sefer, Outlooks and Insights, he discusses Naziris, he talks about why Dafka the hair. There's such a symbol of the hair. Okay, wine too, but the hair is a symbol of a Nazir. Shimshon, hair is the transition point, it's the top part of our head. So it's the transition point of Gashmius and Ruchnius. That's the meeting point. Yes, if you hold your hands up in the air, your hands are taller. But your hair, if you stand up normally, your hair is the transition between the Gashmius and the Ruchnius. And that's what he says. The hair corresponds to the spiritual connections that link a person to a spiritual essence above. When the hair is in order, when it's neat and perfect and fine and kept, that shows that it's in order. It's all connected properly. The balance is correct. But a Nazir goes to an extreme because he has to show that he doesn't have the proper balance. He has to go to an extreme, growing it long, and then he shaves it all. To show, to suppose, and then now I'm ready to start again. I'm ready to have the proper balance. A Nazir must let his hair grow wild to signify the short circuit that necessitates his temperance. At the conclusion of his lesson in self-control, he shaves his hair to signify a new beginning, a total reorganization and rewiring of his physical spiritual bonds. The hair is then burnt under the pot in which his shlamim offering is cooked to signify this newfound harmony. Very interesting. Shita, that's Rav Lef, in the Sefer specifically about the hair. Okay, there's a lot more here. Let's talk a little bit, and then we'll have to talk about it in the coming days also. When we did the mitzvah, what are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? We mentioned that if a Nazir shaves his head, every little bit, every hair of a Nazir shaving is an Isser Daraisa, but he only violates the Aseh, and he only has to start his Naziris again if he shaves most of his head, most of the hair. That's what he says here. Even if somebody shaved his head, ba'ones, he has to start again. That's only rov rosho. But a miyut, he gets the iser, but it does not make him start again. Drinking wine never makes the nazir have to start again. becoming tamei, certain tumas make the nazir have to start again. We'll have to talk about it. What else can we talk about here? New elements of nazirus that the chinuch brings up. Kinuyim and yados. The beginning of Masechta's nazir talks about kinuyim nazirus. If somebody does not say nazir, but he says some other word that means nazir, that also works. If he can't get the words out, or if he's not so linguistically talented, if he says nazik, naziach, paziach, other words, those are called kinuyim. Yados, a yad, like a yadid is a handle, a yad of nazirus is where I say something where I don't explicate it fully, but it's clear that's what I mean. A nazir walks by me and I say, just like that, something like that. I say, aha, I have a lashon that it's clear that I mean I want to accept nazirus, so that also, that is another mechanism for me to become a nazir. Let's just do the end at this point. V'noheges mitzvah zu, this mitzvah applies, b'chol zmakom b'chol zman b'schram nekevis, men and women, anytime, any place. Even though we learned in nazir yotes, there's something unique about Eretz Yisrael, but really it applies everywhere. What does that mean? Mida oraisa, if you look in the Torah, it's not limited. It's not limited to where you can be a nazir in chutz la'aretz. But it seems like on a Durabanan level, not on a Daraisa, on a Durabanan level, Chazal said that if you're a Nazir in Chutz La'aretz, there is Tumas Amim. As we know, there's a Tuma Durabanan of all Chutz La'aretz. So Chazal said, you gotta come up to Eretz Yisrael and hold your Naziris there. And that's why the Gemara talks about the story about Hilni Amalka in Nazir Daf Yotes. She kept years, 7 years of Naziris in Chutz La'aretz. She came to Eretz Yisrael, Chazal made her keep it again. Because there's Tumas Eretz Amim on a Durabana level, so that's why we make you come to Eretz Yisrael in order to keep your Naziris. The Rambam writes this. The Rambam in Hilchos, Naziris, the end of Perek Beis. Naziris no Heges b'fnei Abayis v'shlo b'fnei Abayis. Always. Ein a Naziris no Heges ela be'Eretz Yisrael. U'misha Nazar b'chutz la'aretz. If somebody accepts to be a Nazar in chutz la'aretz, the Rambam says, Konsin oso, u'mechayvin oso la'alos la'Eretz Yisrael. We force him to come to Eretz Yisrael. V'lios Nazir be'Eretz Yisrael k'minyin yomim shenadar. To keep his Naziris in Eretz Yisrael. Lefichach! If somebody is bisman azek is no there, we spoke about last time. You shouldn't do that. But if you are kofenoso la los la eretz Yisrael, but yeah, knowing nazirus sham, you got to come up and keep your nazirus until he dies or until the base of Mikdash is built and he could bring his karbanos, because it's the only way that nazirus stops. V'chol zman shehu b'chutz la'aretz. But it doesn't mean that he's not a nazir in chutz la'aretz. When he's a chutz la'aretz too, asur lishtos yayin ulehitami lamesim ulegaleach v'chol dikduke naziris alav v'alav bi shein yamim elum olam lo. Even though the days there don't count, pashtus on a drabbanan level. But either way, he has to keep observing naziris in chutz la'aretz. But he's got to come to Eretz Yisrael and keep his naziris there. So again, bizman hazeh, one should not accept naziris because there's no way out. Bizman hazeh, mehir yibana beis hamikdash, there will be a way out with the karbanos, but as of now, not. So one shouldn't keep naziris. So that takes care of the two mitzvahs related to hair, and now we are up to the mitzvahs related to tumah of a nazir coming up.